playing alongside Parker Kingston there in the receiver core. He's obviously a special talent. He's one of only three players in Big 12 history to have multiple games with a receiving touchdown and a passing touchdown. What about his skill set makes him such a unique athlete and unique threat from game to game?
He's just an athlete. He can do whatever you tell him to do. I'm sure he could play corner too if you asked him to. He's just that type of guy that is good at everything. You know, you throw him on the ping pong table and he's going to whip you in ping pong, stuff like that. He's just a great dude, willing to do whatever. But it's awesome to see his work ethic and it paying off in everything. He can throw the ball, he can run it, jet sweeps, catch the ball, deep balls. He's so fast. So it's been cool to see him progress every year and do what he's doing.
Chase, this team doesn't seem is focused on superstars. You know, you know, I've talked about it before, but how does that develop? How does that team mentality? Because every athlete has their own individual goals and things they want to achieve, and you know, we want to get to the league. How do you develop that team first? We're just gonna be a really balanced squad. How do you build that in the team?
Yeah, I think we understand that the best way to make it to the NFL, obviously we all have those aspirations, and the best way to do that is by winning games. And so that's putting your team first, and that's buying into the culture, buying into each other and loving each other, buying into the little things. And when those, and we're seeing it pay off, we're winning games. And I think as we keep winning games, there's going to be more and more guys that jump on the radar for the NFL. And that's what we're going to do, just stick to that focus instead of our own individual accolades and stuff like that. We know that as we win games, that we'll have the opportunity to go to the next level.
Does that mentality pay dividends in terms of, you know, you got a short week, or you got all the hype from last week, or all of that? Does that help keep everybody kind of locked in?
Yeah. I mean, that's been our mindset the whole off season and all season. I mean, you've seen it. We've played in the morning, we've played at night, we've played in the afternoon in Big 12 kickoff, whatever it is, like we're coming out and we're winning games. So it doesn't really matter what the situation is. All we care about is the team and winning the game, doing our job for each other, and it's been paying off.
So Mitch Harper and then Sean Walker.
Chase, how much did that mindset you were just referencing, you know, how much of it was shaped by the heartbreak that you guys suffered in Stillwater last year against Oklahoma State to close out last season?
Yeah, I mean, it always hurts to end the season like that. You never want to lose any games. And not being able to go to a bowl game instilled some fire into us. But really, just when it came to the off season, we had the mindset, no matter what happened last year, of this is a different team. We've got leaders on this team that are going to step up, and we've got the right people in the coaching staff and the coaching rooms to go and win a lot of games this year. So, I mean, there was some fire that came from last year, but also we were going to do what we're doing this year no matter what.
I wanted to ask, too, this offense and the whole team at large seems to be having this success where no matter whose number is called, back up, you know, Bruce Mitchell steps in third string and plays well at center. Like, what do you attribute to this where everyone's just having, when their number's called, they're having success? What do you attribute that to?
I mean, just like I've said, the love that we have for each other, the trust that we have in every individual on the team. We all bought it. There was no one left behind when it came to off-season training. If someone messed up, they were held accountable, knowing that they would have an opportunity to play in a game this season, even if they were third on the depth chart. So as we finished our off-season training, came into season, everyone was ready for an opportunity to go and play and perform in a Big 12 game.
Chase, Jake said something after the game that kind of stuck with me through the weekend, because I think he's right about this, where every other position on the team has like a stat or some sort of like tracking that can tell you roughly like how good you're doing, you know, receiving yards for you guys and scoring touchdowns and pass efficiency in Jake's case, that kind of thing. O-line doesn't really have that necessarily. I know there's some advanced analytics and whatnot that you guys probably take. So can you – you're a way smarter guy than I am. So can you kind of help explain to me just how good your offensive line has been playing and maybe how important that is for this offense?
I think all the stats on offense attribute to the O-line. So everything good that's happening with the offense, you can put as a stat for the offensive line and what they've been doing. I mean, our rushes our yards per rush, stuff like that that we've done so well at this year compared to last year. Everything, you can just see the step up that we've taken at O-line, the toughness that we have, the holes that are opening up, and the D-lines that we're going against aren't soft. These are some of the best players in the nation. So just showing that our O-line is up there with one of the best, and they're just doing their job and focusing on winning games and scoring touchdowns. So we love them.
We'll take our last questions from Jay Catch and then Jay Drew.
Chase, you kind of referenced this when you answered Mitch's question, but I asked this to Kalani Sitake, but was there a point maybe during training camp or early on the season that maybe spoke to you that, hey, this team could do something special like you guys are doing right now sitting at 6-0?
I don't know if there was a specific point. I think it was just a gradual feeling that we had as we kept each other accountable in little instances and as we learned. Because at the beginning of our training, there was mistakes. You know, leaders weren't saying stuff. And over time, we're like, okay, we need to step up. We need to figure out right now who we want to be as a BYU football team. And I think once fall camp did come, we just stuck to that, that accountability aspect and making every day the Super Bowl. And whether it's going against the scout team, going against the starting D, and then our whole team just bought in from there. And then every game that we've had so far, we've bought in, and then that's the plan the rest of the season.
Chase, there's kind of this feeling, I think, that you guys haven't quite reached your full potential on offense yet. For the second half of the season, what are some of the things you guys feel like you need to improve on?
I think, yeah, we've been getting better every single game. I think it's just having that mentality of, you know, small and simple things, whether it's fixing things during practice, just coming together more. And I think as we do that, little mistakes that we make during games will flip the game totally. I think we're a couple plays from just blowing Arizona. I mean, we did play really well against Arizona, but just a couple plays, little things that we can fix to you know, run the score up even more. So I think just dialing in on those little plays that we have been messing up on, and I think we've been doing that week to week as we've go back and watch the film and prepare. So I just love to see us getting better and better every week, and you'll see that as well as we keep playing games.
Chase,